the death of Patroclus. The feral gods game at dice with the lives of men who think themselves ferocious. But vultures and kites see the cost of chariots wheeling in precipitous turns, horses wounded and screaming, dust head high atomized everywhere, in every thirst crackling throat under a bestial sun. They watch clots of men throwing spears or thrusting into amoebic convulsions of bodies, men crawling on gashed bellies, trying for any empty spot where they might die in peace, staring at that awful blue. Men blotted with blood and shit, limbs bent in crazy schemes, stripped for plunder. They take in strange sights, a spear shaft rattling in a chest charged by the dying heart, briefly surging. Gods invisible to men breathing voices into them to take one more step, to push the blade deeper, to take heart before their hearts may no longer set horror aside. They hear the crack of bronze on hide and the soft plush of flesh being skewered. They turn to a hurry of men up from the ships, a fan of men, its leaves and ribs opening wide and driving back the howling press of Trojans, blood sheeting where line meets line. In the vanguard, in sun-blinding bronze, they witness a calamity of a man butchering every Trojan he meets, a brilliant man of death making circles of dead within the sweep of his blades. But plague-dealing Apollo strikes a blow to stagger his senses and send his helmet stuttering in the dust. A boy puts a spear in his back, and when Hector arrives, mantling his prey, the finale is as it had to be. Hector taunting, Hector killing, Hector blind to death, riding his own shoulders, light as a bat, easily riding the roll of his shoulders, armored in light.